The Paradise Valley Sanitarium, October 21, 1908. Typed. At the time of the purchase of the Paradise Valley Sanitarium, the Southern California Conference took no part in it. The conference committee voted to give their moral support and cooperation to the San Diego enterprise, but not to take any financial responsibility or burden. The investors then decided to form a stock company. They tried to frame all the plans on lines so friendly to the conference and on so unselfish a basis as to command the respect of our brethren and the sympathy and cooperation of those engaged in all branches of the organized medical missionary work. A plan of organization was adopted which placed the incorporation of the San Diego Sanitarium Association upon such a basis that for all the gifts to the institution, stock shall be issued to the California Conference Association. Also, that common stock bearing no dividends be issued at $100 a share to investors, and that preferred stock bearing dividends not to exceed 6% per annum be issued to investors of $1,000 and upward. Some there were who feared that our brethren would not invest on such an unselfish plan. But our brethren in San Diego, Escondido, and San Pascual took hold in a hearty way, and soon there was nearly $5,000 added by them to the larger amount subscribed by Sister Gotzian, Brother and Sister Ballinger, and myself. The large patronage which came to the institution soon after it was opened led us to enlarge the buildings at much cost, and we were soon obliged to hire considerable money to pay for the buildings and also to look for additional skilled helpers. Then difficulties arose, and some objected to taking a part in the work because the institution was not owned by the conference. There were some of the stockholders and some of the conference officers who thought that the property ought to be under the control of the conference, and that if directly under conference control, means and efficient workers needed to run the institution could be secured more easily. It was with some reluctance that I consented to the proposed change. After much delay, the terms under which the property was to be taken over were agreed upon by the committees who were to prepare the plans for the transfer. But before the transfer was completed, I was shown that it would not be wise for the stockholders to accept the terms proposed. I was shown that it would not be best at that time to pass over the management of the institution to the conference. It would be an injustice to those who have placed their means in the enterprise to have the property transferred according to the propositions agreed upon. I was also shown that the Paradise Valley Sanitarium could be managed wisely and conducted on right principles without being placed under conference control, and that the work of the institution could be carried on conscientiously, in harmony with the instruction that has been given us regarding the management of our health institutions. I saw that those who had made themselves responsible for the purchase of this property and for the additional investments should continue to have the ownership of it and should be allowed to conduct the work on right lines without interference or hindrance. I was also instructed that we should solicit gifts and loans without interest and at low rates of interest, that its work may be carried forward and its debts lessened. This institution is to live and prosper, and our people should be in earnest to see it succeed. Everything connected with the institution is now in good condition, and, with the blessing of God, it should prosper and do a good work. Dr. and Mrs. Cummings, as medical superintendent and matron, are doing an excellent work. Also, Brother Lindsay as business manager. They must be encouraged to stand at their posts of duty. There is a great work to be done in Southern California. The field is ready for much active effort. Let those who can assist in this work. I now appeal to our people to help us in enabling the Paradise Valley Sanitarium to do the very best service, a work that will tell for time and for eternity. An opportunity to help. The Lord has greatly blessed His people in Southern California by enabling them to secure, at very low cost, valuable properties that can be utilized for institutional work. At Fernando, at Loma Linda, at Glendale, and at Paradise Valley, He has manifestly gone before us, preparing the way. For years, the Lord instructed us that we should have a sanitarium in the vicinity of San Diego, where many thousands of tourists come every season. In the winter of 1903 to 04, when the way opened up for us to purchase the Paradise Valley Sanitarium property, about 6 miles from San Diego, a few brethren and sisters at first bore the entire financial burden. They felt clear in doing this because of the necessity of doing something at once, at a time when others hesitated to advance in the opening providence of God. In equipping the Paradise Valley Sanitarium for effective work, it has been necessary to provide adequate treatment rooms and other facilities, and additional rooms for patients and helpers. The founders of the institution advanced what they could spare for this work, and the balance was hired at low rates of interest. Some of these loans have been paid, and others are now coming due. Until the indebtedness of the Paradise Valley Sanitarium can be met by increased profits and through the sale of Ministry of Healing, the institution will need to continue to hire money from the friends of the cause which it represents. The Brethren and Sisters of the Southern California Conference have done much to help the three sanitariums in their territory, and our friends in the East have lent their assistance. In this, they have done well. At the August 1908 camp meeting in Los Angeles, our brethren pledged many thousands of dollars to the foreign missions. And Sister Gotzian, who has been a strong supporter of our California sanitariums, is desirous of transferring some of her means to the needy enterprises in Nashville, Madison, and Huntsville. In establishing sanitariums, we are carrying out the purpose of God. This work is the work of God. Through the means of our sanitariums, the sick and suffering in the highways and the byways of life are to learn of the healing power of Christ. Those who have received the light are to show in their lives that they are God's medical missionaries. By being partakers of the divine nature, they are to become co-laborers with Jesus Christ in every line of work that will bring relief to suffering humanity. Our brethren in charge of our sanitarium work must not be left destitute of sufficient means to carry on the medical missionary work in an acceptable way. And just now, when our people in Southern California are struggling to build up a strong work in that important missionary field, we should study ways and means of strengthening their hands. I would therefore urge our brethren and sisters, to whom the Lord has entrusted the talent of means, to consider the advisability of loaning money to the Paradise Valley Sanitarium at a low rate of interest, or without interest, so that this institution can be in a position to do, without embarrassment, a thorough work to the honor and glory of God.